We noticed that in the chairman's presentation of the bill, the staff's presentation of the bill, and thus far in any of the members of this committee's questioning on the bill, there were no questions about what this legislation, this tax, partial tax exemption, might cost the taxpayers of the state of California in terms of revenue, and locally what it might cost in terms of revenue. The State Board of Equalization, as we have reported on LBReport.com, estimates that this bill will result in continuing revenue losses of between $90 and $130 million a year to the state of California, and also itemizes some local revenue losses as well. Since the chairman has agendized the recommendation to approve this bill, was he aware of that, and would those factors have any effect on the other committee members' votes on this? We'll be glad to, of course, webcast that live so our viewers can see it. Thank you.
Very simply, Mr. Pearl, my position is that this bill is a net positive for the Long Beach economy. And I don't know if any of the other committee members wanted to comment.
Sure. Well, my understanding is the issue here is these ships are so large and hold so much fuel, if we charge this tax, they'll simply get the fuel elsewhere. And, you know, 100% of nothing is nothing. So I think if we don't sell the fuel, we don't get the taxes. And I think what Mr. Modica indicated is that in the past, when the tax has been incurred, sure, there has been some sales of fuel, but sales have gone down significantly. Is that 30%? Is that correct, Mr. Modica? So certainly my vote is a vote to for jobs and for local industry.
And if I may, Mr. Chair, in the committee analysis, the Board of Equalization did point out that it was that $90 million to about $137 million. The LAO has a significantly different number. They think it's more in the $20 to $30 million range. But again, that is net of any other tax that you might generate from the industry or anything else. And so I think it's very difficult to calculate what would happen if you were to put a tax on it. We as staff don't have a number for a local impact. Our number would be much smaller, of course, than the state impact, but it's a tax that is not currently collected anyway at this point. And so it's very difficult to project what it might be if that tax were to go in because of the drop of demand for the product.
Thank you.
And just briefly, I mean, I think you both said it well. I think the issue is really a job issue and a long-term benefit issue. It's not just obviously the immediate, but what's better for the long-term regional and really just our local here, Long Beach economy, as far as the benefits. But I have one question, if you don't mind. I was going to ask you, Mr. Modica, on the LAO report. You said because I had heard that $20 to $30 million number, which is obviously significantly different than the other number. Is there any additional comment on that and why that was the case? Do you know?
I didn't see any calculations in the LAO report about why they came to that number rather than the $90 million number. The $90 million number is the one that's being reported in the committee analysis based on what the BOE estimated. But I think the LAO is looking back in the early 90s when the tax did go into effect, and then again I think in 2004 when the tax went into effect. So I don't have any backup on how they came to their calculations.